podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Mute. That'll tell you the kind of evening we've had so far. Things muting themselves, things turning themselves off, things turning themselves on, me getting turned. Look, everything has just been absolutely insane. So that's why we're late.
Just don't forget to hand over the statue.
That's actually the only thing that did go to plan when setting up the stream for this today. That's the only thing that did go to plan. So we will be throwing straight over to Stato for his stream along. Watch along afterwards as well. But yeah, Friday, 26th of January, FA Cup time. Chelsea on the horizon. 6,000 Villa fans going to roar their lungs up in Stamford Bridge. And I'm really looking forward to this one tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing what the team is. And it should be out in about the next next 90 seconds or so. I don't expect the team to be a massive shock to anybody because we only have about 18 outfield players at this stage, Paddy. So I still think that we're going to be very competitive tonight.
My only concern is I saw a Instagram post by Kamara's wife an hour ago and he was in the picture. So bear in mind that she was taking Instagram stories 3 days after her baby was born and she still had the bump. So this could have been an old picture. But that's my fear that we don't have Kamara tonight.
I'm reliably informed, Paddy, that if you take a photograph, you don't have to put it up straight away on Instagram. I'm reliably informed on that one.
Well, I know that. And that's why I said it afterwards. So that's not the case. But it is worrying when there's kids and stuff playing and there he is sitting there. But anyway, that's the one we could miss tonight.
Yeah, he could have been there earlier on today as well. And got a little, sure. I would imagine they flew down today, as opposed to last night. Who knows? Who knows? Someone will put us right in the comments with regards to that. But yeah, obviously we need him. We do need him specifically since Dendonker is gone. But you know, Unai Emery name checked young Tim, and you know, come at the hour, come at the man, I suppose, situation with regards to that. We've all raved about young Tim for long enough now. And the likes of Ken Kessler-Hayden, and we've had people who've said, why can't we get these into the squad, or what's the point in these, or why are we selling all our young kids? And then when we sell Dendonker, then you've got another part of the fan base that says, why are we selling Dendonker? All we have is young kids. So I suppose it's going to be a finely balanced piece here as well. I've no reason to believe that Unai Emery isn't making all the right decisions here. So are the decisions he feels are the right ones. So let's see. And I think I still expect us, and you know, there's been a lot of talk about one player coming in, and I've got a funny feeling we'll have a second one in there as well. But it doesn't matter about the players that are coming in, because we have players that are here already, and that team has been announced.
And Kamara's in it.
And Kamara's in it, exactly. So we have Martinez, Cash, Conza, Longley, and Alex Moreno, McGinn, Kamara, Douglas Luiz, Yuri Tielemans, Diaby, and Watkins. On the bench, we have, Olsen. We have Wright, who just signed a contract this week. I think it was Diego Carlos, Chambers, Zaniolo, Bailey, Young Tim. I can't remember Munro's first name again. And then Omari Kellyman is on the bench. Excellent news. Back from injury. And I'm now coughing. Great. Everything has gone wrong so far in this stream. But yeah, there's your team while I go off and go on mute and have a...
Yeah, look, very strong team. Very happy with the respect we've given this fixture, because we all want to beat Chelsea, and as always, we want to win every game. And I think the only way we're going to win tonight is by playing our best team and giving it our best rattle. So, very happy with what we have out there. And I suppose the only question mark is Tielemans over Bailey. Glad to see Cash in there. I think that gives us a little bit more stability than playing Konsa there. Just my opinion, as I've said so many times. Obviously, Dean didn't make it. And then to have Omari Kellyman back and possibly coming off the bench in John Duran's place could be brilliant. I'd love to see him get a run.
Yeah, and look, it's nice to see the full complement. I'm just counting them here to make sure that it is of subs. It's close enough because the reason I said it at the start, Paddy, was that there was a potential that we would only have we'd have two goalkeepers and potentially only like four outfield or five outfield players. And I wouldn't put it past Emery to do that. And that's not negative, for me when I'm saying that, but I wouldn't put it past him to do that. And I think the guy that's on the bench, if I'm not mistaken, is a Finlay Munro. I think he's Declan Rice's cousin, if I'm not mistaken. Finlay Munro. I think it is a Finlay. Have I got the way the stream has gone, Paddy? It might be somebody completely different. Finlay Munro could be a singer or something like that, where my brain is at the minute. So
but that means he could be Irish qualified if he's Declan Rice's cousin.
Oh yeah. Well depends on what side he's related to him, put it that way. But Munro, I think, is a defender as well, if I'm not mistaken. If it is Finlay Munro, I think he's a defender. I couldn't tell you whereabouts he plays. Somebody please enlighten me and put me out of my misery here with regards to who that young gentleman is. And it's interesting, Paddy, as well. And I know I'm going tangential already, because, with the talks that Villa have let Josh Feeney go to Real Union, and then that there's likely to be two or three other younger players go to Real Union on loan. Using them from that point of view, we still have four academy products on the bench here in Tim, Munro, Kellyman and Wright, the future is claret and blue. And if we are going to start using our academy, we are seeing it here and now, and it'll be interesting to see if any of them get minutes tonight.
Yeah, it is Finlay Munro, by the way, and he's 18 years old, and yeah, he's making his first appearance if he gets there. Sorry, lost your trail of thought there. What did you ask me?
No, I was just saying there that we've sold a couple of young players recently, and then we still have four of them on the bench, and we've got Real Union, and we're going to be taking a couple of players on loan, and so on and so forth as well. So the conveyor belt is there for us. Now, whether all these become Premier League footballers, they won't. They absolutely won't. But, the fact that they're deemed good enough by the professor to put them on the bench against Chelsea away from home in what should be a primetime fixture, but one that isn't available in UK TV screens, unless you do some jiggery pokery, but we can watch it here in Ireland. It's just messed up. I think it's just messed up. But having those four players on the bench is fantastic. I think it's good for the club. And maybe some of them get minutes tonight.
Yeah, I'd expect to see somebody might get in there. I guess it all depends on what way the game goes, and if we're out of sight or Chelsea are out of sight, or even if we're ahead, we might see a couple of them in there. We have a huge game on Tuesday night. I'm not saying this is not a huge game. I said at the start I wanted to win it. I wanted our best team out there. But it is great to see the young lads in there. Like we've seen close on 50 million of academy product leave since Jack Grealish. And that's not including Jack Grealish. So, we've done okay in return for what we've put out there in our academy and the investment that's been put in there. So, fingers crossed, a couple of them come true. It would be great. I've great hopes for Omari Kellyman. I just think that guy looks like a baller and looks like someone who has his head screwed on. I hope it stays that way.
Yeah. You also just went, it'll be the closest thing you'll have to Kelly on the back of your jersey for Aston Villa as well. You've said that before, but a couple of people there as well. Surprised Ken Kessler-Hayden is included. Thought it would be a chance for Emery to take a look at him. I've a take on that, and the fact he's been playing as part of a back five / back three at Plymouth, I think has something to do with it, and it's just bed him in tactically back into a back four. Bringing somebody like that off the bench that may not be, they just made a little bit of time with the X's and O's, I suppose, from that and in the classroom, just with regards to what we're doing. I'm not too disheartened or dispirited with regards to that. But Mike Kane also says going to be very. Oh, it's this one first. Tielemans is the better defender. That should tell you something for today's game. I think it's no secret as well. I think if you just look back to last year's. The way we set up last year, you know, we've got no Jacob Ramsey on the bench here either. He's somebody who's missing too. Tielemans, yes. I would think, will come in, will be on that left-hand side somewhere in along there, and we'll play that box midfield, a kind of diamond box midfield again with Diaby playing just behind Watkins. And Ken Kessler-Hayden is cup tied. I think we mentioned that as well, Paddy. I think we might have mentioned that in our preview show. If he was cup tied, I think he might have played in the first round or the second round. I'm not sure.
Chances are they did, but don't mention cup tied around Aston Villa this week.
And don't leave him out. That's the way I would imagine that the administration staff would have looked at it as well. But going back to the midfield setup, I'd imagine it would be that's where that box midfield again, like we saw last year, Diaby roaming then back behind Watkins. Really looking forward to seeing Diaby again tonight. I think the break is going to have done him wonders. Good. I like the break for our team as well. We've had the team together. Yes, there were some days of holidays and rest that the guys had, but it's not like the international break whereby the guys were scattered around the world. Everyone was there to a point. I know people got 3 or 4 days. I think it was 3 days to go away after the last game. But they've been together and they've been doing shape work together and everything like that. And that's really, really important to see. So I'm looking forward to seeing Diaby today. I'm looking forward to seeing Alex Moreno in from the start. And it's going to be Alex Moreno is going to be a real interesting one there because he's going to potentially he's going to be up against a good player like in De Sassi, and I just think the two fullbacks are in for a tough night tonight. But like the two sets of fullbacks, Chelsea's sets of fullbacks and our sets of fullbacks are in for a tough night tonight. And whichever set of fullbacks comes out the best will be the winner. I think.
Do you want to get a look at the Chelsea team?
Yeah, I was just thinking the exact same thing. Bring up the Chelsea team there. There it is. There's my little jingle for the Chelsea team. The Petrovic in goals. De Sassi, Thiago Silva, Badishai and Caldwell. Interesting. Castiero, Gallagher, Enzo and Maduke. Palmer and Sterling as well. So they've not gone with Broja. They've not gone with Chilwell. They've not gone with Mudrick. And they've packed that midfield with Casiedo, Gallagher and Enzo. Gallagher much better fit inside there as well. Palmer will be wide with Maduke and Sterling probably playing up top in a false nine role, I would imagine there. Or maybe Cole Palmer plays up top through the middle there. Maybe he does. Really, that's an interesting team. I still feel confident of going at their back two. I don't know what it is. I just feel confident they're going right down the throat of their two centre halves tonight, and see what comes of it.
What do you anticipate? Do you think he'll play Caldwell or Balashile at left back?
I'd say Caldwell.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
I'd say Caldwell. Yeah, like it's four centre halves there. Four centre halves. I'd imagine Caldwell will probably move into the John Stones role. I think that Pochettino is going for the mimic of Pep's back four centre halves with Ake and John Stones, and then John Stones moves into midfield. I think Caldwell's good enough to do that. He's good enough with the ball at his feet. Arsenal did it against us. Spurs did it against us, moving with their fullbacks into midfield with Pedro Porro did it. What you call him, Zinchenko did it against us as well. So I don't it's not anything new. It's just about how we counteract it. Now, Caldwell's obviously a bigger body in there. We'll release Enzo to go further forward and Gallagher to go further forward and allow him probably to slot in beside Casiedo then when they're in possession further up the field. So they've got some fantastic players to be able to do this. And even when you look at their bench, 1, 2, 3, like they've got people there that are very young that they can bring off the bench, but then also that we've got our old mate Kari Chukwuemeka there as well that will, I would imagine, is going to see minutes tonight as well. So really interesting, some nice stories within that Chelsea team when you compare it up against, I suppose, our pretty settled and battle-hardened 11 that we have on our side. Like, our bench is better than their bench.
Oh, I think so. Considering the money and players they've brought in over the last couple of years, to be in our settled state compared. And look, that can bite you on the arse too. That team is capable of doing anything, really is, depending on what team turns up and how things change throughout the game. But I'm a lot more confident now than I was earlier today. I was kind of a little bit apprehensive earlier, thinking, is he going to drop players and give players a rest? But we're not really in a position to do that. Like, we lose the next couple of games in the league, and that's us, you know, dropping a few places, and all of a sudden we're under pressure again. So we spoke before about the players saying that they almost enjoyed playing Thursday, Sunday. So to play Friday, Tuesday, and then again on Saturday is probably just mirroring what they did in the earlier rounds of the Conference League as well. So I think he's right to go to settle side. I think he's right to go at them. And I'm confident enough to say that we're going to go and win this today 2-1.
Yeah, it's I think so too. I'm happy with our put it this way. First of all, actually, before I go into it, Jason Darling, it's on Premier Sports 1.
Two, I think.
Yeah. The second I said one, I was trying to think back to my mind's eye of what flashed up on the screen earlier on. And it is Premier Sports 2 is the channel that you'll find it on. And make sure that you watch it legally. So we would say we don't condone any of that hocus pocus stuff that happens. But getting back to what I said there is that, like, you know, our 11, like, we can't have any complaints about the 11 that's been picked and about the subs that have been picked there. We've picked the best team, arguably, that we have available to us. Yeah, we can make semantics about Bailey and Tielemans and Bailey's form and so on and so forth. We could probably say, why isn't Diego Carlos in there instead of Longley? You know, we can make all these semantics that we want, but Unai Emery has been very steadfast in what he said. He likes to be a bit more defensive away from home. He likes to play that box midfield. He did it last year. It's not a surprise. And also, he likes a left footer and a right footer. And that's why Longley is in there. He thinks Longley is giving us X percentage of what Pau Torres does in the passing game when we play it out from the back. And I can't disagree with him, because he does. He absolutely does. So I'm quite happy. Like, as I said, potentially Khan's our right back, Diego Carlos in there, and Cash on the bench. But, you know, we need to give Matty Cash minutes as well. And both myself and Paddy would be talking out the other side of our faces here if we were to say Khan's in centre half isn't where we both think he is the better player. Not that he's bad at right back, it's just he's better for us in the centre. So let's see where we go. What's going to happen tonight is going to be players will either stand up or players will either sit down, and it won't be the starting 11, I don't think, that will have beaten us. Paul Cox says no VAR tank. There is.
I did a bit of investigated Twitter action this week, and it was reported earlier in the week that there was no VAR. And when I went into their website, there was no VAR listed under our fixture. And me and many others called them out on Twitter going, hang on a minute, why have we knocked off VAR? And then they made another announcement on Twitter the next day with Simon Hooper listed on VAR. So there is VAR tonight, and they would be breaking all the rules if there was no VAR tonight. So I'm glad there's VAR tonight. And the reason I'm glad there's VAR tonight is we caught them offside 10 times in this fixture at Stamford Bridge earlier in the season. So we can't afford not to have VAR and put ourselves at mercy at these idiots that are waving flags and blowing whistles.
Did we play them before that mad game against Spurs that they played Spurs? I think we played them before that.
After, I think. I think it was just after. I could be wrong.
Because I remember, like, you're right. It was after, because we played the High Line. Spurs played the High Line. That was when the big talk about the High Line was. That was when the week was dictated by High Line conversation. This week, and probably for the next 12 or 13 weeks that we have left. There's about 12 or 13 weeks left in the league, give or take. It's going to be all talk about Jurgen Klopp and his farewell tour around the Premier League, which is his swan song and his final farewell will be at Villa Park, or against Aston Villa. Is that at Villa Park?
Final away game.
Is at Villa Park. So
you can be guaranteed that game will be at 4:30 on a Sunday.
That will be 4:30 on a Sunday, yeah. If you've got your tickets and your flights and your hotel booked for, change them, because it's going to be 4:30 on a Sunday. It's not going to be 3 o'clock kickoff on a Saturday. Not in a million years. But yeah. Paddy, yeah, I'm like, we won't get into ref watch and everything like that. We'll give that a break for a while, or just for this podcast anyway. Because look, as I say, they're an intangible for both teams as well. And at the start, they haven't done anything wrong just yet, like, is what we'll say. So there's no point in going in harding them now. But as I said, the starting 11 we have here, we've very few qualms on that. Realistically, we can have very few qualms in it. Our starting 11, their starting 11, two really, really strong teams. This game should be on TV tonight. Like, it just should be. And it's not. And I think it's going to be a good game. And you said 2-1, Paddy. And I think 2-1 is a nice score. I think it'll be 2-1 as well for Aston Villa. I think Ollie Watkins hits the back of the net. And I'm going to say Diaby's going to score. And maybe there might be a consolation. Well, there will be a consolation if it's 2-1. Consolation will be Enzo Fernandez. Why not? He needs a bit of luck at this stage. So, Paddy, I think you need to make a run for it. I think you need to break for the border there. So if you want to jump off there, if you don't have anything else to say, you guys then can start getting your score predictions in there, and we'll rattle through those as well.
No problem. Chat to you later. Up the Villa.
All the best, Paddy. See you later. Yeah, excellent. So yeah, as I say, I'm happy with the first 11, with the 1-11 here. Do you know what? To be honest with you, they could have named Mr. Blobby at centre half. I'm just happy to see Aston Villa back. And playing sport again. I'm playing games again. And it's going to be a run in here from now between now and Christmas, or between now and Christmas, between now and May. And I'm looking forward to it. It's great. It's going to be great getting back to the rat-a-tat-tat of games coming one after the other, and long may it continue for us, because these Team Sheet Tantrums are my favourite podcast of the week. So thank you so much for joining us all for this. Where are we? So Jake Aston Villa is saying 2-0, and Captain Nuggets going with 2-1. Sean Green says 1-1. C Line I says 2-1 Villa. Jordan Levy 2-1 Villa. 3-0 says Jordy Villain. 2-1 says Melty Shirts. Dave isn't feeling too confident, but he's going for a 2-0 win. He's not feeling confident, but hoping for a good win, should I say. Philly D says nil all. Brendan Townsend says 2-1. The Big Matthew says 6-4 Villa. Jake says 2-0 Villa. Oh, yeah, said that already. Abid Watkins brace. Brad Barnett says 3-1. Adam Jones says 1-0. Mike Kane says 3-0 Villa. Cy says 3-1. Paul Miller says 3-2. Purple Rider says 2-0 to Villa. Tony Belfast says 3-1 to Villa. 1-0 says Paul Cox. 1-1 says Peter. Matt Villain says 7-2 in order of Klopp. Dan Downey says 1-1. Cadu Williams says 2-1. Andrew Munro says 2-1. 2-1 says David Dwyer. It says 2-1 to Chelsea. Sewer Sound says 2-1 Villa. Gregor Connor says 2-2. Oz Germ says 2-1. Sorry, all my I'm trying to bring back up the comments here. They've all just gone nuts on me here a minute, so apologies there. There they are. 2-1-1 says Shane O'R. Be Happy says 2-1 Villa. Garrett McDonough says 2-0. Shane Coleman says 2-0. Dreamy Villain says 3-1. Tara Roblox says feeling a 1-1, but obviously hoping for a 2-1 victory. Bear in the Garden says 3-2 Villa. Dicko Blanco says 3-1. Daniel says 1-1. St. Paul Kyle says 1-0. Terry Turner's gone 3-1 Villa. Remy on guard says 2-0 Villa. 3-1 says John W. PT O'Connor says 2-1 Villa. And Matt Villain says something really important and says, don't forget to hit the like, everyone. I agree with that. I agree with that as well, for sure. Yeah, I suppose I'm going to leave it at that, guys. I think I'll leave it at that because I'm looking forward to this game. I want to get back inside. And the reason we were late was it's bat night here at home. So I was batting the young lad. He's only 8 months of age, and I am drenched. Absolutely drenched wet here. So I want to get back in, change my clothes, should I say, and get all nice and cozy before the game. But thanks so much, everybody, for joining us again. Tickets are back on sale for our live podcast for the Love of Paul McGrath podcast, Meets Paul McGrath, on the 3rd of February, which is tomorrow week. So 7 days from tomorrow is when the podcast is on. There's a very limited amount of tickets have become available as well. Available if you guys are interested in it. Go to yapsody.com, type in For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast, you'll be able to find tickets there as well. And we'd love to see you there. We've sold it out. Now we've sold it out again. You know, the initial allocation was sold out at 200 tickets. Now we've sold out the subsequent allocation, and then there's been another tranche of tickets being released again today, 1 week out from the event. So we're looking forward to seeing all of you guys there as well. It's going to be a super, super nice. It's not just a podcast, there's a meet and greet. Be able to hang on with us afterwards, do the team sheet tantrum with us from the venue, and then in the venue we'll be watching Sheffield United and Aston Villa as well directly afterwards. So it's going to be a huge big Villa meetup. We just happen to have the presence of God with us as well. So really looking forward to it. It's beginning to hit home now about it. So thanks so much to everybody who supported us with regards to that. And I just said I'd remind you of it again, but I got to get gone, got to get changed, got to get dry. Thanks a million, everybody. Looking forward to this Villa game. We'll be on directly after the game for a post-match podcast. And then we will throw directly from our post-match podcast. So this podcast is going to throw into Stato's Watch Along. Stato's Watch Along is going to throw directly back into us again. And then I'll be here with you guys for a post-match podcast. And then I'll be going straight on with Dan Ronaldson on Claret and Blue after our podcast as well, then to further chat about Chelsea as well. So you've got wall-to-wall Villa coverage. Some of it will have my mush on it. But yeah, as I say, I could talk about Villa for the rest of the year and not get tired of it. So thanks so much, everybody. And we will see you later. Stay safe, stay healthy, and all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.